Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. Joe Foss became America's top flying ace during World War II. He was awarded the Congressional Medal of Honor, but he was also once a South Dakota kid with a fierce work ethic and a strong sense of his own moral compass. Broadcaster Chuck Anderson interviewed Joe Foss in 1996 at the Foss home in Arizona. For this week's Images of the Past, we welcome back Chuck Anderson from Huron. Welcome, Chuck.
Lori, it's good to be starting our second season with South Dakota Public Broadcast and with you personally, Lori. I think we've picked, excuse my voice, I think I have a little allergy problem, but I'll
it's
make
the
it
season.
Through.
Yeah.
I think we've picked for our first three shows one that will make South Dakotans very proud of their state, starting off with interviews with Joe Foss, astronaut colonel, Chuck Gamer from South Dakota. They don't know that he's from Scotland. And one of South Dakota State University's legendary band directors, Jim McKinney. And also, Lori, I want to make you feel good about your show. Yesterday, I was visiting with a man from Rapid City who says he listens to your show every day as he drives to work and enjoys it very much.
Yeah.
His name is Tom Martin. So maybe you'd like to say hello to Tom.
Hello, Tom in Rapid City. Thanks so much for listening, as always. Send us your ideas, Tom, in the moment at sdpb.org. We'd love to hear from you. All right, Chuck, you can find Personalities with Chuck Anderson on our website, sdpb.org/images of the past. Then look on that right-hand column, and you'll see all of Chuck's works there. Let's start with Joe Foss. This is one of those interviews that you're awfully glad at this point in your life that back in the 90s you made the trip to Arizona to get this interview.
You're absolutely right, Lori. And this interview with Joe Foss was one of the most nervous interviews of my life. A lot of people don't realize what happens behind the scenes. He answered the door at his double-gated compound in Scottsdale, Arizona, and showed me into the dining room where he told me in a very military voice, "Have a seat."
He said, "Yes, sir."
Yes, that's exactly right. And as I was getting out my recording equipment, he told me that they've had some break-ins in the compound. Then he put a .45 caliber pistol on the table, a pistol, and it made me so nervous I could hardly start the show. And I've told that story to several people lately, and they said, "Yep, that sounds like Joe."
Let's hear a little bit from Joe Foss, just some excerpts from this full conversation. Here he is talking about combat as a competitive experience.
Everyone, I think, that's halfway normal has competed in something, whether it's giving their lesson in first grade, giving a story on show and tell day, or being on an athletic team or a debating team or singing in the choir or playing in a ping pong tournament. Whatever it is, if you're real honest about it, you will admit you sort of rise to the occasion. And the only thing that differs in when you're at war is that you really arise to the occasion where you're ready to kill the opposition or get killed. And so you are at your best, you're most alert. And some say, "Were you afraid?" And I said, "You tell them, sport. When somebody's shooting at me, I get a little nervous." And I'd never get over that. I never got over it. And of course, all of my life, as a result of having been in combat and war and seeing people get killed, I've realized how important life itself is. And so the big decisions that people have to make, you know, from time to time, don't worry me, never have, compared to life and death itself.
That's Joe Foss comparing, in a roundabout way, ping pong to air combat in World War II.
That's right. You know, both of us, as former Marines, we can really appreciate the theory of you either shoot or get shot at.
Yeah. All right, let's hear a little bit. This is a great story. I want to make sure we have time for it, and it's a little bit about meeting Richard Nixon.
Here's a quote from Richard Nixon. "As America's finest fighter pilot in World War II, a superb governor of South Dakota, and a successful businessman, Joe Foss has become one of America's most admired individuals. That's unquote by Richard Nixon. How'd you first meet him?
I met him in the South Pacific. He was a Navy lieutenant, and I was having trouble getting my men transportation out of combat. And so I stirred around to see a lot of different people, and I ended up going to see this man, Nixon, that they said had something to do with it.
Guy and that could get stuff done.
Well, the thing about it, that day I ran into him, it was right after the rain and the jungle was just steaming, and I came to this place where there were Quonset huts, and only one single individual walking down the boardwalk there, and his, as I recall, his hat was too big, and his shirt was too big, and his trousers looked too big, but he had the rank of senior lieutenant, Navy, U.S. Navy, so I ran up to this guy and said, he says, "What can I do for you, sir?" And I said, "I'm looking for a guy named Lieutenant Nixon." He said, "I am Lieutenant Nixon." He took a second look at me and says, "You're Joe Foss." And I said, "Yes." And of course, everybody out there knew me at the time because they'd, you know, keep track of the score as far as airplanes being knocked down every day, and they had photographs on the bulletin board and so forth. So everybody around that saw me recognized me. And he said, "Well, I wanted to meet you and so forth. What can I do for you?" And I told him, and in 3 days the men were gone. And from that day on, we became good friends.
I love you. What I love about this, and now I'm going to brag you up a little bit, is, you know, you're in Arizona, you're sitting with Joe Foss, there's a pistol on the table, and the question that you ask him is, how did you meet him? You could have asked anything else, but you really got to that remarkable human story. That's just great. That's great interviewing, Chuck.
Well, you know, at the same time that I'm looking at this war hero, and I mean just a wonderful guy, I also noticed how thick that former Marine's wrist and arm muscles were. I also remembered he was a Golden Gloves boxer, street fighter, and he said, quote, I wanted to quote this, "If a person called me a farmer in less than a reverent manner, I would rearrange his face," unquote. So
wow.
I'm looking at this guy, and I'm really being careful with the way that I interviewed him, Lori.
Yeah, but yet you got to see who he was as a human being. I mean, he's not afraid to speak his mind, but you guided it in that way where you got stories that maybe no one else had.
Well, thank you very much.
Great stuff. You can find Chuck Anderson's personalities on our website, sdpb.org/images of the past. Look on the right-hand side, and you can find Personalities with Chuck. You'll see the whole interview there, plus little clips, some photographs. It's really great, a great story to learn about one of South Dakota's most famous residents. And Chuck, thank you for this, and we'll see you soon.
As Joe Foss would say, I'm just glad to be here.
Semper Fi, Chuck. Bye.
Bye.